as mist lies to hide the mountain's breast. Her mantle lay o'er her stilled form. The watered leaves leaned to hear her breath. Frail clouds amidst a quiet storm. Thank you, Your Highness. Well chosen. You honor me. I only meant the poem. If I may say so, I was surprised to be chosen. I know there were many fine proposals, as befits you. I don't know if I've ever seen more beautiful, well-appointed men in one place. Powerful warriors, cunning sorcerers, nobility from lands far and wide. Yes, the displays were all those fine gifts. Gold, jewels, perfumes, and garments, and the ships, horses, and carriages. There was that hunter from the south who wrestled a lion for you, and the tattooed mage who turned your green wrap, yes, into a flight of parakeets. Although I did notice there was some, well, bird shit on it when he returned it to you. Pardon me, Your Highness. Yes, well, at that point I was mostly just trying not to look like a fool in front of all the others. I just kept telling myself, at least there's no risk in me being devoured by a lion. Thank you, Highness. Somehow I doubt you selected me just on the beauty of the verses I translated. And I know you heard far more skilled singers that day. I thought as much. No, I think it was shrewd counsel. My land has many tongues, and I speak them all. I'm no noble, but my people have respect for the learned. We know much of mathematics, the stars, and the sea, shipbuilding. Though many of them have fallen on hard times, my kinsfolk have much to offer yours. Well, that's wise and kind. I'm sure many will accept that offer. You've made this a city of peace and welcome, where all are free to live in their own way. I wouldn't have come otherwise. There were many attractions, but my decision was very cold, considered. Shall I read more to you, Your Highness? Or, if you're in the mood, I've heard you write your own verses on occasion. It would be my privilege to scribe for you. Of course. Shall I sit here next to you? As you wish, Your Highness. Thank you. Yes, it is. Shall I summon one of the others to fetch you a cold drink? Really, will they be jealous? We are only sharing poetry and the beauty of your gardens. I can imagine. I suppose you must want that kind of passion in your more vigorous concubines. Me? Forgive me, but I don't know you well yet, Your Highness. I'm intrigued with what I've found out so far. I look forward to knowing more. But to feign adoration, it's a kind of disrespect, isn't it? It's unworthy of both of us. I'm glad to hear you say so, Your Highness. There are many forms of companionship. In many ways to please. Oh, you remember that, Your Highness. Yes, I thought I should include something beyond words. I do have some skill to ease and relax a tired body. Massage, yes. Our word for it means something like flowering, because of the oils used from flower petals, I think. Of course, Your Highness, how would you like to lie? On your front, very, very well. Oh, yes, let me help you remove that. I've never seen so many different oils. Is there one you would prefer? This one here? Lie still and begin breathing deeply. You shiver. It's cooling, really. How does it work? The bottle doesn't feel cold. Mint. That is clever. How is that? I don't know your preferences, so you may have to instruct me. By heart, yes, how many? As you wish. I cease not from desire till my desire is satisfied. Or let my mouth attain my love's red mouth. Or let my soul expire. Sighed from those lips that sought her lips in vain. Others may find another love as fair. Upon her threshold I have laid my head. The dust shall cover me, still lying there, when from my body life and love have fled. That's good. Like that, of course. Is that with enough strength, Your Highness? Good. Another? Yes, of course. Sleep on thine eyes, bright as narcissus flowers, falls not in vain. And not in vain thy hair's soft radiance showers. Ah, not in vain. Before the milk upon thy lips was dry, I said, lips where the salt of wit doth lie, sweets shall be mingled with thy mockery, and not in vain. Thy mouth, the fountain where life's waters flow, a dimpled well of tears is set below. And death lies near to life, thy lovers know, but no, in vain. God, send to thee great length of happy days. Lo, not for his own life thy servant prays. Love's dart in thy bent brows the archer lays, nor shoots in vain. Art thou with grief afflicted, with the smart of absence, and is bitter toil thy part? Thy lamentations and thy tears, O heart, are not in vain. Last night the wind from out her village blew, and wandered all the garden alleys through. O rose, tearing thy bosom's robe in two, 'twas not in vain. And Hafiz, though thy heart within thee dies, hiding love's agony from curious eyes, not in vain thy tears, not vain thy sighs, not all in vain. Thank you, Your Highness. Yes, I can keep speaking. Is it relaxing you, Your Highness? I can feel the tension in you. I'm sure the pressures of responsibility weigh on you. Yes, well, those knots under my fingers tell me it's tiring enough. I'm glad. Perhaps all those hours of scribing have strengthened my fingers in some way. It was during my schooling, actually. All those long hours sitting and listening to the lectures and writing out our exercises, practicing our script, so the students, we would help each other this way. Well, no, not exactly this way. There were no fine oils for us, and I did not have so fine a canvas to work with, I assure you. I'm sorry, Your Highness. I know it's ridiculous to be bashful, considering my position. I must admit, to rub and press a queen's bare back, well, it's strange. And how should I do that, Your Highness? Very well. Shall I remove this? More oil. At once, Your Highness. Sorry, I am making a mess of the silk beneath you. Right, yes. I am learning not to be bashful. I will be honest, Your Highness. It is still strange to have my hands here on you. On your ass, yes. Is it, Your Highness? Is it just an ass when you're royalty and it feels like this under my fingers? No, of course you are a human, flesh and blood and breath. Perhaps that's what makes it so strange. Because when I squeeze, you inhale. And when I press my thumb, you exhale. When I brush you like that, you squirm, just as anyone else would. I fear I feel as any man would, feeling you in his hands and seeing you laid out before him, oil shining on your skin. No, Your Highness, it is not adoration, and it is certainly not feigned. I may not know you well yet, but we all have the animal part of us, don't we? If that part could talk. Well, Your Highness, it might ask you to turn over if you wished. Of course you are beautiful, Your Highness. Lie back towards me. Yes. Lift your head so I can hold the sides of your neck and rest my thumbs there and breathe. Just breathe. Release all the tension in your head. Just relax your body. Feel yourself go limp. Is that what you wish, Your Highness? For me to slide my hands over your shoulders like this and spread that oil onto your breasts. And take you in my fingers like that to caress and knead. Breathe into that feeling, cooling oil in my thumb and forefinger. Let me relax you. Let me soothe you, my queen. That is a part of my duties, isn't it? Oh, it is, Your Highness. A duty and a pleasure. Yes, lower. Oh, to see a queen's legs open for me. Oh, yes, welcoming my fingers. Ah. Oh. And wet, slippery beneath them. Is this the kind of massage you require? Like this, to the petals of you, and to that standing, pressing pearl, wet, sliding circles and warm blood rushing all between your legs. Gently, gently. Rock your hips gently, Your Grace. I hesitate to tease or stimulate you too much for fear you will send me away and call one of your others for proper relief. Oh no. But they are built like statues. Strong, beautiful, and they worship you. They hold nothing back. How could this compare? Oh, no, Your Highness, you only chose me because of my words, my education. I am no great lover that's worthy of Your Majesty. I am scarcely fit for the pleasure of toying with your breasts and drawing circles on your clit like that. Oh, no. Your Highness, if that is what you wish, I won't stop. I won't stop, but you flatter me, Your Highness. You flatter me. You don't truly mean it. Oh, no, no. It can't be. I don't believe it. No, no, I don't doubt you. I don't think those sounds are feigned, but surely not. Truly, truly, Highness. Do you swear on the divine? My hands alone are, yeah, to the edge. To the edge. Ah, then stay there for me. Let me savor this moment. Let me feel your heartbeat throb through your clit beneath my fingers. Oh, let me see you spread open, back arch, and your stomach clench, and your breasts point towards the sky. One more heartbeat, Your Highness. Two more. Three. Four. Five. Six, yes, just a few more. Seven, eight, nine, ten. Ah, now let go if you mean it. Come for me, my queen. Come for me. Oh, yes, yes, let it all go. Let it all go. Breathe in and moan it all out. Let it shudder and shake through your body more and more and more. All for you. All for you. All just my duty, my dedication to your pleasure, to your satisfaction, to your ecstasy, just like that. Oh, I'm so blessed to see you this way. Your beauty and your grace and your power all undone, and your face all screwed up with pleasure. Oh, yes. Breathe with me. Breathe with me, your eyes. That's it. That's it. Breathe. Breathe. Last few shudders run through you. Oh, your body is perfect. It's an honor to run my hands over you. And not because you're a queen. I didn't know that would be permitted. Yes, of course, Your Highness, but never thought that you would want me for this particular service. Oh no, I'm just nervous. I have, but I don't know if I know how to make love to a queen. A woman? Yes. I like to think that I have treated my lovers like royalty, but perhaps better than that in some ways that may be unbecoming of you. Are you certain? As you wish. Look at your skin, glistening and slippery with the oil and the sun. And those tits. That mouth belongs to you now, doesn't it? That mouth. My mouth belongs to you now, doesn't it? Turn over. I want to see you like that again. I can't tell you how this taunted me, grabbing handfuls of your ass and spreading you open. Seeing that perfect pussy without doing this. Oh, it tastes as sweet as it looks. Yes, Your Highness, lift your hips. Spread your legs. Grab you by the ankle and pull your cunt onto my face. Yes, Your Highness. It's so sweet and wet. And is ready to be filled, isn't it? You've tried my hands and my mouth. Only a few things left, all right? You would help undress me, Your Highness? Are you so desperate for your new servant's cock? Yes. Lie back, Your Highness. Lie there on your stomach, like you wanted. Let me give you what you desire. You were right, Your Highness. It's not so different. All it takes is one push of my hard cock, and that royal cunt swallows me like any other. Perhaps even a bit more. A bit wetter, a bit hungrier, my queen. Feel yourself stroke that common foreign cock like it was made for it, huh? Christ. You look scandalized, my queen. I warned you. I can pamper you with my hands and spoil you with sweet words, but when it comes to fucking this hot little cunt for you, you're just a woman moaning beneath me. Yes, yes, yes. Is that all you want to be, Your Highness? Pinned down on your silks and mounted? Yes, yes, like that. My hips slamming down into your ass. Giving you all of my cock, every fucking thrust. I truly can't help it. Queen, or commoner, when you're taking my cock like that, I need to... careful. You moan so loud, your whole palace can hear you. Will your other concubines be jealous now? If they see you like this, arching your back and clutching at the cushions and begging for my cock? God, God, Your Highness. Oh, look at me. Look at me. Look at me, or I'll have to tug your head back. Say that again, Your Highness. Is that what you want? You want to be fucked like a whore? Your queen who wants to be fucked like a whore? Yes. Yes. Is this what you've been missing? You could have anything you want. Dozen men to wait on you, and women too, if you'd like. Anyone. No one fucks you like this, my queen. No one tugs you back by the hair like the needy slut you are. Is that it? No one makes you open your mouth like that and stick out your tongue so lewdly. How can it be that you are so beautiful to me? No, not adoration, Your Highness. It's anger. It's obsession. How can I worship you like the others now? Now that your hair is in my fist, and you're sucking on my thumb, calling yourself my good little whore. Now when I see you sitting on your golden throne, all I want is to strip you naked and fuck you in your jewelry. On your throne with your legs spread. On your hands and knees on the marble floors. Shove you up against a wall and fuck you full. Every way you can be taken.
Oh, what torture it will be to look on you that way. Oh, I'd have to share you. Oh, share you with your concubines. Share you with your court. Share you with your kingdom. I should just be claiming you day and night. My tongue, my hands, my cock in all your fucking holes. Yes, yes, is that what my royal slut wants? My seed? Deep inside you? Are you sure, Your Highness? First time you've had this cock, and you want an heir from me already? Turn over then. You shouldn't be bred from behind, you slut. You should be mated like this. And this is how it should be when I fuck my cum into your womb. Yes, yes, like that. Your heels pressing into my ass. And your nails in my back. Rub your clit. If you really want me to get you pregnant, I say that's the way. Coming around a cunt full of my seed. Don't stop. Is that really what you want, Your Highness? Is that really what you want? Yes, it's all yours. It's all yours. Fill that womb. Breed you properly. Over and over until you bear one of mine. Yes. Rub your own clit. Yes. Until I give it all to you. Yes. Yes, my queen. Yes. Give it all to you. Give you all that cum. Oh, fucking deep. Pound it into you. It's still coming inside. Feels so good. Feels so good. Yes. Yes, hold it in. Hold it in. Hold it all in. Hold it. More on your clit. All fills you up, floods the perfect hunt. Come here, keep your legs up. Suck that clit until you come. Push that cum into you with my fingers. Yes. Make sure none escapes. Yes, my queen. Yes, Your Highness. Come for me, sweetheart. Make sure that it takes hold. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me like a good whore. That's it, Your Highness. That's it. That's it, Your Highness. Mm. Oh, squeeze your thighs around my head. That's it. That's it. Oh, shake. We are. Yes. Yes. Oh, close. Close. Close to you. Oh, my beautiful one. I did not think my first afternoon as your concubine would be quite so successful. No. Of course I wondered, Your Highness, but I didn't want to presume that you would take that kind of pleasure from all your concubines. Oh, really? Not quite that kind. I told you I do have some skills I didn't learn from a book. It's so beautiful here. I can't believe there can be more afternoons like this. In all my days in heaven or earth, I never would have dreamt it. If that's what you wish, Your Highness. I am here for you at all times.